Thank you. In the interest of time, let's move on to Mr. Gill. Welcome, Mr. Gill. The floor is yours.
I really don't think I have much to say besides what Sal and Mir already have said. Along with the history that Sal gave you, the gas station landscape in the state of New Jersey have totally changed in the last few years. With the entry of hypermarkets like Wawa, Quick Checks, now we have Costco's, Home Depot's, Walmart's selling fuel. And that has put a lot of pressure on the industry. New Jersey being the only state in, actually one of the two states in the United States where we offer full service. Typical margin for fuel here in the state of New Jersey for a retailer is about 12 to 13 cents per gallon. Out of that, 6 to 7 cents goes to the employees. 4 to 5 cents goes towards the credit card cost. So we basically run our gas station selling soda cans, cigarettes, or some other stuff. One of the reasons we supported this bill when we worked along with Assemblywoman Riley and Assemblyman Brugicelli was that this will give us some breathing room to compete with Wawa's and Quick Checks of the markets at that time the discussion was that there won't be any transaction fees or anything charged to the dealers. I'm here in this business for 25 years and I know how oil companies operate. Every time they roll up a program, they have to somehow come with the new point of sale systems or new pumps, upgrade this technology. It ends up costing anywhere from $20,000, $30,000 to $100,000. Right now, we are going through that crisis because there is a new EMV program coming, and we are replacing the old POS systems. This, when BP did this, I told BP that that was not the intention of the legislators. They say, well, our attorneys feel very comfortable with our position. We cannot take any more burden, unfortunately. 25 to 30% gas station owner in state of New Jersey are under the water already. I wouldn't be surprised if next 3 or 4 years, we have about 15 to 20% stations that are going to close. If my count is right, we used to have about 7,000 stations, Sal?
Six.
How many we have today? 2,300 stations. And just the way Wawa's and hypermarkets have monopolized the markets in other states, same thing is going to happen here. And it's up to the lawmakers to keep these mom-and-pop stores in business and close these loopholes.
Mr. Chairman, I do have one more member. If he could have 30 seconds, he promises he's only going to say, he wants to make one point.
Absolutely. Bring him forward. Mr. Gill, thank you for appearing here today. Sir, would you state your name?
O'Connor. I'm the owner of Ashwood Mobile in Summit, New Jersey. I've been a dealer for 38 years this fall. I've worked at gas stations for 7 years longer than that. I remember all the things Sal was talking about. My view is that not every idea these people come up with is good. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. The incentive to come up with good ideas is a lot more if you're paying for it. The incentive to come up with stupid ideas is kind of high if someone else is paying for it. So over the years, a lot of the ideas were not good at all, especially for us. And this will have incentivized them to come up with better ideas if they're paying.
Thank you very much. Thank you for making the trip here today. I appreciate the testimony from you, Sal, and from your members. I appreciate your interest in this legislation, and I share your concerns. We also have, speaking in favor of the bill, we have Kat Medeiros of the Fuel Merchants Association. All right. Quick is good. Thank you. The floor is yours.